Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. The statue of former Philadelphia Mayor Frank Rizzo across from City Hall has been removed. The statue's been a focus of protests in recent years, and during the protests over the weekend, the statue was spray-painted and even lit on fire. Mayor Kenney promised the statue would be removed by the end of the month. There's been no official word from the city. After a chaotic day and night in Philadelphia on Monday, the city's mayor and police commissioner say they're sorting through the tactics used by police to control protesters and believe there is a central group within the protesters organizing all the turmoil. About 1,000 people flowed onto the Vine Street Expressway. Commissioner Danielle Outlaw says that's when it changed from peaceful to chaotic.
When we deploy tear gas, it's for a purpose. It's to disperse, but then also to make arrests after.
She says they will review and investigate the decisions made, including an incident caught on camera of one officer pulling down a face mask and spraying somebody with pepper spray.
The actions of individuals will not undermine what we are attempting to accomplish as an organization. It's not helpful.
Outlaw and Mayor Jim Kenney believe an organized group may be purposely causing the chaos.
There's organized efforts not just to instigate and agitate those who are peacefully protesting.
I hate this entire thing. I wish this none of this ever started. And we're stuck with the issue with every day something happens that we may not be prepared for.
The mayor says 3 people have now died in connection with this unrest, including a 19-year-old student who died from a looting injury, another died while trying to rob a gun store, and a third died trying to blow up an ATM. Presumptive Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden chose the protest-buffered City Hall to deliver an address on the civil unrest in Philadelphia and across the nation in the wake of the death of George Floyd. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
The former vice president began his remarks with the last words of George Floyd, saying those words didn't die when Floyd did.
They're still being heard, echoing all across this nation. They speak to a nation where, too often, just the color of your skin puts your life at risk.
Biden said the moment has come to deal with systemic racism. He said bad cops must be dealt with, and he called on Congress to pass legislation that would make a start at it.
Starting with real police reform, Congressman Jeffries has a bill to outlaw chokeholds. There are other measures to stop transferring weapons of war to police forces, improve oversight and accountability, to create a model use of force standard.
Biden spoke in the mayor's reception room to a small group that included Mayor Kenney. The Trump administration responded with a statement saying Biden has, quote, made a crass political calculation that unrest in America is a benefit to his candidacy. Police recovered thousands of dollars of property they say was looted during the riots in Philly over the last few days. KYW's Justin Udo reports these items were found at an apartment in Delaware County right outside the city.
Shirts, sneakers, hair products, and alcohol are just a few of the items Colwyn Borough Interim Police Chief Michael Hell says they took out of a stash house Tuesday morning after a tip from an informant that the place was full of looted property.
After doing our investigation, we saw bags and bags and boxes and all of these bags full of merchandise.
Hell says they arrested 2 people. They're charging with theft, receiving stolen property, and related charges. He adds their next step is to find the other people involved and get the goods back to where they belong.
Hell estimates they retrieved between $5,000 and $10,000 worth of property. Protesters once again took to the streets of Philadelphia Tuesday night, but as KYW's Andrew Kramer reports, the ending was completely different from earlier demonstrations.
From City Hall to the Art Museum through Center City to right here at Rittenhouse Square, they marched. Hundreds and hundreds of them. They took one final knee together and went their separate ways. No incidents or clashes with police. This was Natalie's first protest she took part in. She was happy with how it all went down.
Well, I mean, the cops did follow us everywhere with their tanks and the National Guard. It was very peaceful. No one got hurt, no tear gas, no nothing. It was a peaceful protest, as it should be.
It ended in Rittenhouse Square with all of the protesters taking a knee in solidarity. That's the All Local. I'm Mike Daugherty. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play KYW News Radio.